Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Andy McCabe was not accurate under oath. He has a criminal referral for lying to the FBI, to lying to the inspector general on three separate occasions.
Look, if Washington, D.C. was the swamp, Andrew McCabe might be the Loch Ness monster of the swamp.
Well, I think Andrew McCabe has made a fool out of himself over the last couple of days, and he really looks to me like sort of a poor man's J. Edgar Hoover.
McCabe so far has been worried more about pensions than prison.
The Justice Department has closed its investigation. It will not pursue a further case against former acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe, meaning no charges.
This is a miscarriage of justice.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I'm happy to say that, in fact, the president has never asked me to do anything in a criminal case. However, to have public statements and tweets made about the department, about cases pending in the department, make it impossible for me to do my job.
It seems to me that what he's saying is that these tweets make it harder for Bill Barr to help him be corrupt.
How did you come to that conclusion?
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Maybe have his trial right after the one for Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, all of these other people. Let's bring some of those and have those hearings before you go after a guy, guns blazing at his home when he's no threat to anybody. Yeah.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Some of our contributors who are very rich, if we are supplying tremendous dollars to candidates, we ought to have more say.
We are living right now under Donald Trump in a socialist society.
What the hell is the world coming to?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Happy Valentine's Day, and if you're still looking for a last-minute gift, and it's getting late, very, very late, you can still get one at HowieCarrShow.com. Click on store. We have all kinds of great gifts available. Books, T-shirts, special cheap bastard deals for visits to cryo chambers. Get the ice, get iced down, 3 hours of icing in 3 minutes.
Nothing says I love you like sub-zero temperatures.
It does. It's great stuff. I love cryo. Then you can get a massage right now. Those massages are doing really well. That's a nice gift for a woman. Bodyritualswellness.com. Go to HowieCarrShow.com and you can buy a $135 massage for $67.50. It's good for a 90-minute massage with CBD oil or towards other services. Some people today were buying two for the price of one. So, but you can just get one, too, for $67.50. Go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on store and order the certificate. Print out the receipt and give it to your best girl. All right. 844-500-4242. We're going to take a lot of calls this hour. And I got a lot of stuff to get through, too. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of stories here. I'll just, again, we're all very disheartened about the fact that they're not going to indict Andrew McCabe. Some people are trying to hope for the best and say that maybe they're going to get him on something bigger than lying under oath. It seems pretty big to me. I mean, they want to send Roger Stone away for 9 years. For lying under oath about much less significant matters, he lied under oath about something that didn't occur, which was Russian collusion. I mean, this guy lied about crimes that he committed. He leaked to reporters, and this isn't he's not the first FBI agent that's gotten a pass on corruption in recent years. And I'm not talking about all the FBI agents in Boston. Only one of them's in prison, John Zip Connolly, and another one from an earlier generation died in prison before he could be tried with murder. But the rest of them, Stevie Flemmy said they had six of them they were paying off, and only one is in prison. And You know, remember the first Inspector General's report? He said that they had identified 50 FBI agents, 50, who had accepted payoffs from journalists, so-called journalists. And, you know, I know you could say, well, it was a meal or it was a ticket to a football game, the Redskins or something. But that's still an illegal gratuity under FBI regulations. I remember when I used to run this website with the FBI, it was, you know, they would provide me with stuff. We were trying to catch Whitey when he was on the lam. Sometimes I would meet the guy down at the down right on the northern, right at the end of Northern Avenue, where the Hook Lobster place is, and I would meet the guy because he was in the Coast Guard building, and he would come out. And sometimes I would just be sitting in the parking lot, and I would get like two lobster rolls at this before my sleeve operation, and I would be eating one, and he would come down, and I would offer the FBI agent the other lobster roll. He wouldn't take it. I mean, maybe he didn't trust me to keep my mouth shut about it, but he said, I can't accept this. I can't accept a lobster roll. And these guys are taking huge payoffs, and, you know, they're lying under oath. And oh, God, it's just, it makes me sick. It really does. 844-500-4242. It's just, the double standard is just appalling. You know, you or I would be going to prison if we had done one-tenth of what any of these people, McCabe, Brennan, Clapper, Strzok, Page, and all the rest of the, you know, Sally Yates, all of them, Baker, James Baker, just the whole litany of them. It is so disheartening. Has President Trump tweeted anything about this today, Taylor?
I haven't seen anything yet.
Yeah, he's you know, he doesn't want to just, you know, get back into this I don't know what you call it, a tempest in a teapot.
He's going to the Daytona 500.
What?
Trump.
Well, I know he's going there. Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying that, you would think that, I mean, how many times has he tweeted about McCabe over the last couple of years? It's got to be over and over again.
I don't know. Maybe with Bill Barr's appearance on ABC yesterday saying it's really not helpful to be tweeting about these things. Maybe he's taken the hint.
Well, that's what I mean. I think, you know, I'm sure he's biting his tongue. I'm sure he'd like to say something. He's got to be pretty angry about it. 413 says, I would say $700,000 for a state Senate race would qualify as a bribe. Yeah, but that, you know, the thing is, that's, you know, the George Washington Plunkett, Plunkett of Tammany Hall, the old ward healer, you know, wrote the book more than a century ago. He always differentiated there's honest graft and there's dishonest graft, meaning there's legal and illegal. 700 grand from the Clintons for a state Senate race for his wife, that's what you call honest graft, you know? 844-500-4242. We'll take a couple of calls. Before I get to all these stories I want to get to before the weekend, let's take a couple of calls here. These guys have been hanging on for a long time. Arthur, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Arthur.
Thanks, Howie. Well, you know something? I'll give you some pause to really worry about the state of things. If Kavanaugh couldn't get due process, and all the women out and out lied, and the only thing that scumbag lawyer guy, he was involved with that too, evidently.
Right.
But he's not even being. And if he couldn't get a due process, and then the President of the United States couldn't get due process, what chance do we have?
I know, Arthur. I mean, I mentioned this earlier. Remember? And I brought this up with Congressman Doug Collins when I was speaking to him earlier today in the green room. We didn't have him on the show. But I said, so the FBI or the Justice Department sends a letter out basically clearing McCabe and saying we're not going to charge him. Yet 3 years ago, when Comey told Trump he was not the target of the investigation and they had no evidence that he'd engaged in any Russian collusion, and Trump, the President of the United States, asks his inferior, his underling, James Comey, to issue a statement saying that he was not under investigation. He was told by Comey that the feds don't ever issue statements like that. But they did for one of their own, a cop so crooked that he needs a corkscrew to get into his trousers in the morning.
Well, they're all criminals, and all these people who went after these guys that are in threat of going to jail, they all committed crimes and going after them. And the only crime that Roger Stone committed was because he didn't lie. They wanted him to come up with some crap against Trump, and because there's nothing, they go after him because they were looking for him to make something up.
That's what his wife said. His wife said that. You know, he's got a gag order on. And by the way, he's been convicted. How come there's still a gag order on him? I mean, what can he say now? He's looking at jail time. How can they still have a gag order on him? I mean, where are his civil rights? I'm just appalled by this whole thing. Thanks, Arthur. Thanks for holding on. Russ, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Russ.
Yes, Howie, liberalism is a mental disorder. No other explanation is needed for those who attack Trump supporters. Now up against the wall, racist Bloomberg got cut from Channel 5 Wednesday night and Thursday morning. Channel 5 reported Bloomberg opens mass office. Ed Davis is his mass campaign manager. Right. No mention of Bloomberg's racist comments. The cover-up has started. And where is Al Sharpton? Is he in the tank for Bloomberg too?
You ever read the Tom Wolfe novel, The Bonfire of the Vanities? There's a guy in there, Reverend Bacon. He's based on Al Sharpton. And he says he's in the steam control business. And, he provides in the community when the steam is building up to, spill out into the streets. He's like a tea kettle. You know, the steam, you can run the steam through Reverend Bacon or Reverend Sharpton. How much do you think Reverend Sharpton is going to charge in steam control for Mayor Bloomberg this time?
Who the hell knows, Howie? As much money as he can get out of him. What the hell? He's got a big pocketbook that has no ties on it. I mean, so he can give him a lot of money.
He sure does. He's paying millions of dollars a day in TV spots. He's paying his phone callers the people in his phone bank $6,000 a month. That's a good job at a good wage, as Mike Dukakis used to say.
Howie,
I
have a new job already, so I just wanted to inform everyone that it's been a great time here, but Bloomberg 2020.
And you don't have to pack up books either, do you, Brandon? You don't have to worry about making the book and the T-shirt, the deplorable T-shirt, fit all together in that little envelope. Yeah, I mean, how is there going to be anybody left to work in drive-in windows at the local fast food establishments after they find out that they can make $6,000 a month making phone calls for Mike Bloomberg? May not be a long-term job, but, $6,000, that's several months working at McDonald's or Burger King. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
A nightmare to liberals everywhere. He's Howie Carr.
This is Jay in Hingham, Massachusetts.
This is Gloria from Haverhill, Mass.
Hi, this is Joe from Howie in the Hills, Florida. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Now, if I were from Texas, I might say Donald Trump is scared as a cat at the dog pound. But since I'm from New York, I put it this way. We're scaring the living hell out of him. And we're just starting right now.
Boy, what a dynamic style of speaking. He can really work the crowd into a frenzy, can't he? Unlike other home security systems, SimpliSafe uses video evidence so police can dispatch up to 350% faster than for a normal burglar alarm. Get free shipping on your order plus a 60-day money-back guarantee at SimpliSafeHowie.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Elizabeth Warren win Massachusetts on Super Tuesday?
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, 86% say no.
All right. So, Maggie Haberman, she's a New York Times reporter. I don't care much for her. And she did have a funny tweet, though, I guess yesterday or the day before. And she was going after Michael Bloomberg for his height. And, you know, about how he's obsessed with the fact that he is only 64 inches high. The height, this is what she said in the tweet, the height thing is one of the few things that actually bothers the candidate, she said. So he's got all these high-powered, high-paid people, be, you know, that work for him on his payroll, not just Ed Davis. He's got a guy named Tim O'Brien, a senior advisor. I guess he's Tim O'Brien is in charge of responding to tweets in the campaign. He shot back, the height thing doesn't actually bother Mike, Maggie. Size matters to Trump, but it's the size of the deficit, the size of Trump's ego and the scale of our constitutional crisis that do actually bother Mike. Really? Okay. So Haberman, she used to be friendly with Trump. He still talks to her for some reason, maybe because she used to work for the New York Post. She didn't back down, though. So she responded, I'm going to disagree with you as someone who covered him in his 2001 campaign and for many years after, Tim. Typically, people who are not bothered don't put down the wrong height on their driver's license. That is a good observation. A doctor's note released by the Bloomberg campaign in December indicates the candidate is 5'7". I'm not buying that. Bloomberg has given wildly contradictory answers about his height, telling reporters at various times he was 5'10", quote, in the ballpark, unquote, of 6'1". That's a big ballpark. It's not Fenway Park. It's much bigger than Fenway Park. And in one unguarded moment in 2006, he described himself as, quote, a 5'7" billionaire Jew, unquote.
I bet he built his house with low ceilings so he can feel taller. I feel like that's the kind of guy he is. Miniature refrigerator. He just likes feeling big.
Well, I tell you, so we're not putting him down totally. You want to know what let me give you a quick description of his real estate portfolio. It includes several homes. This is the Wall Street Journal. It includes several homes on Manhattan's Upper East Side, several properties in New York State, a townhouse in London, a waterfront estate in Bermuda, a condo in Vail, a house in the Hamptons, and a horse farm in Wellington, Florida. That's where all the polo ponies live down here. And he lives in a Beaux-Arts limestone townhouse in Manhattan, 7,500 square feet. He bought it for $3.5 million in 86. Since then, he's been buying up units in an adjacent townhouse from a series of individual owners. He now owns all but one of the six in the adjacent building. So he's expanded his home horizontally. This is just around the corner from the Metropolitan Museum of Art. It's worth over $50 million. He also has a 33-acre estate in the North Salem area of Westchester, 60 miles north of Manhattan. He bought it in 2011 for $4.5 million, adding it to an adjacent 20-acre equestrian estate. His daughter, Georgina, is a professional rider. Okay, we'll come back with this in...
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the chance to join you. Gracias por invitarnos para hablar this evening. And I bring greetings from South Bend. Not quite sleeping enough, but delighted to be with you.
They were laughing at him. This was a Hispanic group, I think, in Nevada. 844. By the way, the Culinary Workers Union has decided to endorse no one. That's the biggest union in Nevada. Largely Hispanic. They work in the hotels in Vegas, I guess, and predominantly in Reno, the resort communities, the casinos.
Not even Elizabeth Warren? She contributed to cookbooks. Come on.
I think they looked at all of them. You know, these people, they're culinary workers. That means they're in the private sector. And all the Democrat candidates have committed to destroying their health care plans. which they, I'm sure they struck for and negotiated for. And, you know, they just said, hey, this is not good for us. And, of course, the Bernie bros reacted in the usual way. They've threatened to kill them.
Well, Warren needs to go out there and ply them with some cold crab omelet.
All right. Back to Bloomberg's real estate portfolio. When we stopped, his daughter, Georgina, has two horse farms. She has a one in Westchester County, 52 acres. That's on the market for close to $7 million, mainly because she does most of her equestrian work now in Wellington, Florida, which is in which he bought for $8.9 million in 2006. He also owns a property in Armonk, New York, which is about 30 minutes away from the other Westchester property. He bought that for a pittance, $375,000 in 1993. He also owns a place in the Hamptons. That's fashionable in the, you know, in the Long Island. Ballyshear, 25-acre estate overlooking Peconic Bay. They were looking for $22 million for that when it was sold, 11 bedrooms. He's since added several adjacent properties of land since the original purchase in the popular vacation spot. Vail, Colorado, he has a four-bedroom apartment in the Mountain House Condos, a hotel-style condo. Five-bedroom unit at the building is currently on the market for $4.5 million. Overseas, he has a seven-bedroom red brick mansion in London along the River Thames River. He bought that for about $25 million in 2015. That was once the home of the novelist George Eliot, a female despite her name. In Bermuda, he has a place in Tuckerstown. Bought an oceanfront house, demolished it, and replaced it with a much larger property for seven bedrooms. That's reportedly worth upwards of $10 million. In a related development, Jackie O's compound on Martha's Vineyard has just been listed for $65 million. $65 million. That's 340 acres. She bought it from some old Yankee types for just over $1 million 40 years ago. That's a good return on investment, from $1 million to $65 million. 6,500-square-foot house as well as a guest house. Everything overlooks the ocean except for the dining room. Going to be some you'll get to see some hysterical stories in the Globe in the next few days. President Trump is deploying a group of elite tactical agents to sanctuary cities across the U.S. to increase the number of arrests of criminal illegal aliens. This is the New York Times. About 100 agents of the elite U.S. Border Patrol tactical unit known as BORTAC to sanctuary cities, including the usual suspects, and Boston, Massachusetts. The BORTAC agents are expected to help Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE agents with deportation operations between February and May in an effort to increase arrests of criminal illegal aliens by 35%, according to emails read by the Times. Let's hear it for ICE. Let's hear it for deporting illegal criminal aliens. 844-500-4242. I just got to read you one. We got full lines here, and I'm going to take a lot of calls, but I just have to read you one thing. This is from the forefront of the transgender ideology wars. This is from a recent American Civil Liberties Union commentary, which objects to a sales tax on tampons and similar products. This is a direct quote from the ACLU. How can we recognize that barriers to menstrual access are a form of sex discrimination without erasing the lived experiences of trans men and non-binary people who menstruate, as well as women who don't? Okay? Ponder that question. Riddle me this, Joker. How can we recognize that barriers to menstrual access are a form of sex discrimination without erasing the lived experiences of trans men and non-binary people who menstruate, as well as women who don't? Women who don't.
Howie, you can be like a person who does your absolute earnest best to keep up with these issues and still not know what they're talking about. Every day there's another angle and aspect and definition that you have to keep up with. I quit a long time ago.
I'm telling you, you know, you can get that. You can get that. That's a Wall Street from a Wall Street Journal. I'm telling you where you can get that, because you may want to discuss this with your date over dinner tonight. This is
just to be thankful that we have each other.
This is an this is an op-ed in the Wall Street. You might want to pick up this if you can't get it beyond the paywall. Just pick up the print copy and just hand this to your date and say, "I think we ought to talk about this tonight, honey, over dinner."
Read this and realize how fortunate you are.
844-500-4242. Deputy Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Deputy Bob.
Howie, great. Thank you so much for taking my call. That was great news about the Vortech operation. I'm just coming off the road now from chauffeuring our illustrious illegal alien, criminal aliens around to the JFK building and back to the limited housing here in the
Well, maybe you'll be getting some more work very shortly with the elite BORTAC unit coming into town.
I don't want it. I usually take February off and swing through Palm Beach County and Martin County and also over in Polk County to meet with Grady Judd in the Jeeping with Judd event that he runs down there, but they wouldn't let me leave this year. We're so busy.
Well, I'll tell you, the weather, it's beautiful down here. It's like about 80 degrees, and it's just perfect weather.
I used to have a place in Leisureville down there, but anyway, I was calling and I talked to Brendan when you were talking about the Comey thing and taking money and how much you could take and what was even believable, but the Commonwealth of Massachusetts with the ethics reform came up with a test that all state employees have to take every 2 years, and they take the question straight out of the headlines of the newspaper. And I don't know the exact figures, but it's much less than $50 for a meal, a gift,
yeah,
anything. One of the questions might be, your husband is a state representative whose committee is working on a contract. A contractor offers your wife a new swimming pool. Can you accept it? Anybody would know that you can't, but we're going to do something about the corruption. We're going to make all the janitors take this test, or the lowest.
Right. Exactly. When that IG's report came out about the FBI agents, 50 of them taking the payoffs, I had Jeff Sessions on. This was when he was still Attorney General. And I said, I read him that section of the IG's report. And I said, don't you think you ought to do something about these FBI agents? And he just kind of brushed me off. I mean, I don't dislike Jeff Sessions or anything like that, but he kind of like considered it minor. But you're right. I mean, if some people are going to go down for nothing, like some Boston cops who went to prison for taking free meals at the old Cafe Budapest. I mean, how do these FBI agents get away with it? How does Comey and McCabe today? Comey, you know, he's not going to be indicted. I have no expectations that any of these people are going to be brought to justice. It really is disheartening. Thanks for the call, Deputy Bob. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. You know, back in November and December of 2019, Bloomberg said his news agency was not going to run any negative stories about Democrats. Now, doesn't that make that a huge propaganda? And how do we ascertain what's Bloomberg News and what isn't Bloomberg News.
Yeah, no, that's a good point, Joe. Didn't after they made that announcement, didn't they ban the Bloomberg reporters from the White House just maybe, you know, just for a few days or a week or so? But they said, you know, you're not a real news organization if you're only going to report on Republicans and not on Bloomberg. You know, that's a very good point. He's trying to buy the nomination. I wonder if he's going to do it. There, a new poll came out today that he's now number two or number one in Florida. He's ahead of, for whatever, he's ahead of Joe Biden in the state of Florida. I mean, that's one of the biggest states on Super Tuesday. And it's just, you cannot turn on the TV, any TV set, you know, when there's, especially when there's a game on, because that's usually what I watch. I watch the news and games. That's the only TV I watch. And there is always an ad for Bloomberg. They say he spent $11 million in Florida. I think I've personally seen $11 million worth of his ads. It's got to be a lot more than that. Thanks for the call, Joe. You know, one bit of good news here today, you know, I mean, we're all kind of depressed about McCabe. Although, you know, Avenatti being convicted, looking at 42 years, that's good news. But here's another good news. The McClatchy newspaper chain has gone into bankruptcy. That is one of the worst chains out there in terms of, you know, liberal. That's one of the ones Devin Nunes is suing. They've defamed him, and they keep trying to get it thrown out. They own the Sacramento Bee. That's in his district, the Modesto Bee, the Fresno Bee. They own the Miami Herald, which used to be a semi-decent paper. But they were that the McClatchy family 15 years ago was worth $2.7 billion. $2.7 billion. The stock in the company went for $700 a share. Yesterday it went for less than a buck. Less than a buck. This is the company that whose reporters wrote the story saying that they were that Cohen had been in Prague. Remember that? And it wasn't true. And they wrote another story saying that they still had evidence that Cohen was in Prague. Michael Cohen, Trump's lawyer. It was never true. They wrote another story. I forget what it was, and it was so egregiously wrong that Mueller's crooked staff, crew of angry Democrats had to issue a statement denying the story. It was so palpably false. These are the McClatchy newspapers are the ones who basically propelled Jerry Brown's father, Pat Brown, Edmund G. Pat Brown, into political prominence, into the governorship of California. He was ousted by Ronald Reagan, but then his son came in. The McClatchys have a lot to answer for, but they just lost control of their newspaper chain. A lot of crappy newspapers in this chain, including the Raleigh News and Observer in North Carolina, which Jesse Helms used to compare to a suck egg mule. So that's some good news. The McClatchy newspaper chain is defunct as of today. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He's suave. He's debonair. He's Howie Carr.
Hi, my name is Jane Lucas, and I am from the town of South China, Maine.
This is Al from Merrimack, New Hampshire.
Hey, I'm Angela from Brewster on the Cape, and this is the one and the only Howie Carr Show.
Look how it's freed up. This president's going to put a hold on him.
Yeah.
He goes out, and he basically reduces a sentence for a guy that was testifying against his campaign.
Yeah.
I mean, he's weaponized the Department of, you know, the judiciary. I mean, not the Attorney General's office. It's a weapon now.
You mean like you weaponized foreign aid to Ukraine so that your crackhead son could continue to get $83,000 a month in a job that he had no qualifications for, didn't even know the language, had never even been to the country? Did you weaponize the federal government's foreign aid program to get crackhead Hunter his job? There's been a trial going on this week. One of the Chinese nationals that trespassed on Mar-a-Lago, where the president lives.
Mar-a-Lago!
Jing Lu is her name. She also goes by Lu Jing. I'm just reading from the newspaper. She came over here. She flew over here from China, and she hired a tour guide to take her around Palm Beach. She obviously has money, but now she has a public defender at the trial. And she has two, not one, but two Mandarin interpreters. I wonder who's picking up the tab for the public defender and the two Mandarin interpreter. And there's this is only one of two Chinese nationals that's trespassed on Mar-a-Lago. This woman is 56. In April, Yujing Zhang, no word on whether she also goes by Zhang Yujing, a 33-year-old from China, entered Mar-a-Lago with four cell phones, a computer, two Chinese passports, an external hard drive, and a thumb drive. Okay, all right.
Stormy Daniels has released a statement on Michael Avenatti.
Yeah?
She says, sadly, it appears what Michael Avenatti did to me was just the tip of an iceberg of deceit. I'm not surprised his dishonesty has been revealed on a grand scale. His arrogant, fraudulent, and overly aggressive behavior became so pervasive that the jury found his true character. Although clearly a just result, I do feel sad for his children and foolish for believing his lies for so long.
Well, how about you feel sad he's not going to be able to repay her all the money he stole from her book advance, too? I mean, that's what's really bugging her. But I think she summed it up very nicely. Who do you hate more, Stormy? President Trump or Michael Avenatti? President Trump gave you $135,000. Michael Avenatti stole how much from you? $300,000, $400,000? 844-500-4242. Don't be too down about this McCabe thing, because Avenatti is on his way out. He's going away for a good long time. Almost, he's going to get almost as long a sentence as Roger Stone. Charlie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Charlie. You there, Charlie? Charlie's gone.
Yes, I am.
Oh, go ahead,
yes,
Charlie. Go ahead.
Hi. Starting with Hillary getting off, and now, you know, McCabe, and, you know, it's going to be Clapper, Brennan, et cetera, Yates. Is that the power of the deep state? I mean, they're just laughing at all of us. They can get away with literally anything. You know, Mayor Walsh's, when Boston, you know, his guys, the judge vacated that conviction.
Yeah.
I mean, it just ended.
Well, I didn't have too much problem with that. I didn't think that was much of a case against those two hacks from City Hall. But this, you're right, the deep state. I mean, these guys were trying to leverage a few jobs, you know, for Marty's union buddies. I mean, these people, these deep state types like McCabe and Brennan and Clapper and Comey, they were trying to overthrow the elected government of the U.S. It's really a travesty. Happy Valentine's Day. I'm Howie Carr.